I'm feeling stressed, and normally I release my stress by going out with friends or talking to colleagues. Of course, working out my schedule with my wife, but now I can't do any of that. How can I relieve some stress?
Wow. Yeah. So that's, you know, the extroverts are having a hard time with the quarantine. The introverts are loving it. Because, by the way, to the person writing this question, I just want you to understand, there are certain people who have a lot less stress right now because every social interaction they have sort of takes something out of them. So, and I will personally identify with that. It's Marischreira. Marischreira means that you're an introvert. It doesn't mean depressed. It means an introvert. And so there are some people who have actually more emotional surpluses. They have more energy now because they're not using energy negotiating every little social interaction. So actually, they're energized right now. But I understand that there are people who are the opposite, who are energized through social interaction. Here's what I would say. Right now is a challenging situation. So, you know, everything's a little bit bitty at it. But on the other hand, since it's all Hashgacha Pratis, so, you know, plan B really is plan A. And if this is, in the meantime, the way Hashem wants things to be, then, you know, the bitty of it becomes the lechatchila, and you have to find a way to really, you know, to make this work for yourself. So I would say this. I know that, you know, hanging out with friends has a special, something especially satisfying in that. But remember that the etzem, what we're really talking about is you're an extrovert and you're energized by interacting with other people. Like I'm drained by interacting with other people, me and all the other introverts. So you are energized by interacting with other people. So here's what I'm going to advise. I know it's different, but try to meet those needs at home with your family. You probably, if you're an extrovert already, you probably have a decent rapport with your kids. But maybe you don't. And as good as it is, it could always be as good, as best and as best. You could always increase that kesher with our children. And Adrabah, if you're an extrovert, you're good. Your person's good at socializing. You're good at hanging out. I know you're good at hanging out, but you like doing it. We only like doing what we're good at. So you like hanging out with people. So you're good at it. You do it. You like it. So try to give your kids more of that. You know, and try to bond with them. Look, I don't have to tell you. You're good at socializing. You know how to do that. So do that with your kids. It's such, I told you before, you know, the best thing you could do for your entire family is that, you know, that private, that Indian that we discussed before. This is also the best thing. And there's two best things. Deepen that connection with your kids. Deepen that kesher. Spend some fun time. You're a bond. You know how to bond. You're an extrovert. You know how to bond. So do that with your kids. And the rewards, not that we do it, you know, out to you. We don't do it for the reward, but I'm telling you, the rewards of investing and bonding with your children are, I mean, there's no greater insurance policy you can take for the health of your children. I'm saying the ruchnius and emotionally, and that they're just happy, healthy, confident children, and that they're successful in life. There's nothing you can do more for that than deepen your kesher with them. So I know it's different than hanging out with friends, but you know, hang out with your kids, and you will see amazing pay rise from that.
We're just split up a little bit. What's if it's more of a newlywed, or the only kid is a baby? And now the only person is the wife.
Yeah. So then put all your focus on her. If that's the situation that Bosh Kocha Pratis you're in. So.
And if she's an introvert?
That's fine. Introverts don't have a problem with.
Yeah.
No, yeah. The problem with an introvert is having to. You have to play by the rules. Like you can't force them to give you eye contact, and you can't force them to say yes, after every single sentence. But once you understand their way of listening, I don't know, it's great because you have one person who wants to talk the whole time and the other person is fine just to sit there and listen. And they're both loving it. Go ahead, connect.